It's Monday, April 1st, and you're listening to the Beer Temple Podcast.
Remember, this is what we wanted. Remember, this is what we said. To never be heard or seen from again, 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 again. Remember, this is what we wanted. Remember, this is what we said. To never be heard or seen from again, 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 again.
Welcome to the Beer Temple Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Quinn, joined by your other host, Mike Schlau. What's up, Mike?
Not much. That was a spectacular fade.
It was perfect.
Yeah, one of the top five fades today, I'd say.
What I want the listeners to do is, right as it starts, pause and then say to yourself, who did that fade?
You'll know. They'll know.
I've had if maybe, last week was I've any had indication. Maybe a good. I've had a good one, maybe once or twice.
No, you had a run where you were killing it.
Yeah.
Last week, the jet lag.
Yeah.
The temporal displacement of doing it Thursday at like 8:45 instead of
right.
Like that. We'll chalk that one up.
That doesn't throw Serge off. We're not doing it on our normal day. We're doing it on a Monday, and
that's
he's
right.
still okay.
Well, Serge is a machine.
Well.
Serge is the first AI.
AI.
Yeah.
A fade AI.
Yeah, it was Hal from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sergio, the podcast
fade master AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he created himself out of nothingness, much like the universe.
I imagine it like in that Matthew Broderick War Games thing, where he somehow tries to, gets a little bit too full of himself, kind of like Hal.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to
just like Hal.
Yeah. Wants to take over the world, but in a fade sense.
Yeah, he just wants to fade the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shall I fade you in? No.
No.
You already did.
Yeah.
Nope. At the perfect level.
Nope. It's like the perfect paperclip organizer, but for fades.
Right. So, how are you? How are things?
I'm good, Chris. I'm good. Working on a lot of secret projects.
Yeah,
that are going various levels of
very
well.
Slow, very
the slowest, most frustrating thing I've ever done in my life, to be honest.
Really?
But, for
working
sure.
With the government, huh?
Yeah, the CIA will not give me a loan. It's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of
ups, a lot of downs,
a lot of sending of documentation that I already sent.
Yeah.
Which is disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have this already.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need it again?
Yeah.
Like, well, you got to move this column over there. That's a different form. Oh, okay. Sure.
You can't say no.
Cannot say no.
I've noticed you haven't said anything about the gear that I'm wearing.
The gear? You wrote a letter to the show.
I wrote a letter to my own show.
And
I must have because I've got some. Three-tier merch.
Whew.
Yeah. Don came by, flossed out the whole place. You know how sometimes people buy rounds for the bar? He dropped off merch for the bar.
Yeah, what was he bringing? What are the heaters?
Oh, my gosh. Multiple types of hats, cups, like insulated like
cups
metal
and
cups.
Cups. Yeah, were they Yetis? Stanleys? Was he rocking Stanleys?
I don't know. They were. I think they were Stanleys.
Have you not been following the Stanleys?
Yetis.
Stanley saga?
No, I haven't.
Stanley hired the head of marketing from Crocs. Now Stanley mugs are like the hottest thing in the world. They're being sold on StockX like they're like Travis Scott shoes.
Wow. So I guess what that means is that guy, the person who...
The second best marketer in the country.
Right. Write their own... check for their next gig, essentially.
I mean, to go from Crocs to Stanley mugs.
And blow them both up, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not how big they are. I think it's how big you blow them up, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
so he's going to...
Because Crocs have just... They're huge right now.
They're massive.
Yeah.
Everyone has Crocs. Eric's... Oh. Mm. You're wearing some right now. You're wearing three-tier Crocs.
Eric has some sort of puffy.
Those
should
are
we introduce our guest?
Sure.
It's your... Well,
what up? It's your boy.
Okay. Thought we were going to wait on that one, but I guess not.
Never.
Okay.
All the jokes up front.
Yes. So, hey, what's up, Eric?
What up?
Not Eric Bott. That's the real one.
There he is.
See,
there's our guy.
There's some things that, like, they say AI can replace, but not Eric.
Give it to him, Eric.
I don't know.
Yep.
What's up? How are you?
Are we out here?
At least one of us is.
We are out in the garage, fam.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
We are, you know, no one's talking about it, but the setting of the podcast, I think, matters a lot to the listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want everyone to know that instead of being inside a noisy bar today, we're...
Inside a noisy garage.
noisy garage, right by a kitchen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. You were just abroad, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan's going at it back there. He's chopping up something really quick.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Chicago.
No, you weren't. I saw pictures of you from far away, far off land, I thought.
Were you in Mexico? Was that a...
Oh, Guatemala. That was months ago.
Oh, was
I'm so sorry. I guess I haven't been on the pod in a minute.
Okay.
But yeah,
those were pictures posted recently on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was last week. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's confusing, and I apologize to everybody.
Hang on,
how we start
Guatemala?
Over, Serge?
Yeah.
Yeah, take it from the top, Serge.
All right, so what up?
It's your boy.
I had a great time.
Eric Bott never fails.
In Guatemala, learning about coffee and farming and sustainable coffee and farming practices, which was life altering.
Boring. Oh,
yeah.
That farm's insane.
I thought you were
going
to go a different direction.
Yeah.
The farm's nuts.
Well, so you've been there, Mike.
Yeah.
You've been to.
I have.
The finca,
mm-hmm.
as they would say. Well, we went there and it was awesome, and I'm grateful for that. Got to see volcanoes and lakes and a lot of natural beauty, but also went to one of the employees of the farm's side hustle farm.
That
was
cool.
Like a 45-minute hike, pretty much directly uphill.
Up the mountain, yeah.
To get to another place where a different kind of coffee was grown, and that was very labor intensive.
What were they growing up there?
More coffee.
What type of coffee?
They were growing Sarchimor. And some amount of what's the word? Geisha coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
the king of nerd coffee.
Coffee is dope. You.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was great and really humbling to see that, and the Specialty Coffee Association is having their convention in Chicago in a few weeks, so that's going to be a big to do in the coffee world. But we're not here to talk.
No, we're
about
not
coffee.
I'm glad you mentioned.
Sorry.
That. We're not here. That's okay.
Oh, man,
if anyone
questions.
Is still listening,
yeah.
Thank you for sticking.
They
with
still
that.
Run that good. Whole farm on that turbine they brought down from Canada.
Yep, they do that in a lot of natural
perfect
water.
Perfect for the after show.
Right.
Yeah, yep. All this conversation
we're,
is great.
We're bringing the
coffee turbines.
Coffee water turbines up from Guatemala for the coffee trade show in a few weeks. It's
okay.
Going to be great.
Sweet.
I'm really excited.
All right. Coffee trade shows.
Yep. The big one. First time in Chicago, I believe. So all the roasters are going to be here.
All of them?
Intelligentsia. Probably will be here.
Yes.
Probably.
They're
Green Mountain, though. So,
you're all coffee now. You're out of the beer game.
I'm not all the
forever.
Way out. I'm not all the way out.
Oh,
you still
okay.
Enjoy a nice, like, silky brew? A wet foam brew?
Maybe. Yeah, on occasion.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Got right. to. We but, enjoyed some
well,
brews
thanks.
Yesterday.
As far
have
as
you had
like,
any beers lately that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, honestly.
I've had one. I don't know if we want to go around and do that. What's a beer that you've had? I can go first. I mean,
please, you should go first.
Go ahead.
It's you're the host.
I had it was the second time having it. The new Firestone Walker XPA.
That's extra pale ale.
It's fantastic. 5% Southern Hemisphere hops. light body, just awesome pale ale.
Extra hoppy.
Matt Burleson made a good
extra
pale ale.
ABV.
I don't know about
no.
that.
No.
5%.
Okay. That's so confusing.
Yeah.
It's like tuna, dude. Extra pale ale. It's lower ABV.
Yep.
It's paler.
Extra pale ale.
Oh, it's paler, not more.
More pale, not more.
Not
it's
more
extra
ale.
Pale.
It's not a double, no. It's an extra.
Yeah, extra pale.
I understand.
You've been out of the like the beer game for less than a year, and you forgot about these things.
It's been a while. Almost a year. It has really been almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know, no one gives a shit.
Do you even know what Citra is anymore? You heard of it?
Yeah, it's like a flavoring, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right.
You still got it.
Is there any Citra?
Is there a beer? Oh, sorry.
Is there any Citra in the Firestone XPA?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is it grown on the Southern Hemisphere?
I think the hops are.
This is hurting me. So,
yeah.
Hurting me, like deep
no
inside.
No Citra?
You don't even know where the Citra is.
Growing. I don't even.
This guy's fading away.
It sounds familiar, but yeah.
All right.
Well anyway, coffee's cool too. XPA is good. Have either of you had a beer lately that you've enjoyed? I was down at Scratch this past weekend. We brewed a couple beers down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Double IPAs?
Extra?
I drank an IPA down there.
Nice.
It wasn't made
Basil
by Scratch.
IPA? Oh.
Yeah. No. But.
You guys use London 3 or what?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's what their house yeast is.
Yeah. Their wild captured London 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what they make their bread with as well.
Yeah. 100%. That's why the bread's so, like, the mouth feels so thick on the bread.
Yeah, so we brewed a couple hazies.
A sourdough
hazy
stout.
Boys, sourdough milkshake.
Actually, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sourdough milkshake.
It's a hipster
pale ale,
right there.
Basil IPA. Brewed a barley wine, a bee whiz.
Did you stockle that thing?
We did stockle a kind of a Keller
hot rock
beer.
Stockle.
Yeah, we stockled it with hot rocks.
Let's go.
So we did one of them. Did a saison. With some
how many beers did you guys brew?
Four beers.
Jeez,
we brewed four beers. That's some in
fully automated brew house now, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I did it from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you matched
on an iPad.
They gave me a login.
They gave me a login to their app.
That's the future of collabs, dude. Then just show up for when it comes out.
Yeah, I had a bot. I had AI tell me what to forage, and then I just bought those extracts. So I got some dandelion root extract. Yeah, it's insane.
Get the Yarrow extract, bro.
Yeah. I'd slow that voice down just a bit there, Eric. You're talking a little too fast for me.
This is the agreed upon.
I think I talk about 1.14.
That was, I thought you said 1.4. My bad.
Yeah.
Never mind. This is a spontaneous show. We never plan any of this.
Yeah. Yeah, so
the Yarrow extract, bro.
This thing doesn't know how to say Yarrow.
Yeah, Yarrow. So we went foraging.
Eric Bott doesn't know about Yarrow.
We went foraging. We're going to do a beer dinner with them. So they're going to come up with the beers we made, and we'll have an event. Sam and J-Max were down there with me.
Awesome.
Yeah. Down there for a couple days. And
I haven't been in beer for a minute.
Yeah.
Not a full year. However, I will ask this question. Are beer dinners back?
I don't know.
Has it come full circle?
This is the only one I've heard of.
I mean, if it's come full circle, that's great.
Yeah, well, maybe they will be by the time we do this.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
Right.
So we'll do some beer dinners. I mean, I think these are going to be interesting, cool beers. So,
right.
Yeah. And, Sam and J-Max have fully just chugged the Kool-Aid now, having been down there. They were... I mean, I could just see it in their eyes by the time they left. They were like, this is amazing. This was awesome. Thank you so much. This was great. Which it was awesome. I'm so happy that they took that much out of it.
Who is the leader of this cult? Is it you or is it Aaron?
I think I'm the leader of the cult. I think they are
the
god
Messiah.
Figures and Marika, both of them.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
So, my bad.
I think, we worship them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know whose coffee they serve down there?
They do. I do actually know whose coffee they do. They serve dark matter coffee
so crazy.
Down there.
That's so crazy.
They have a pizza oven that they cook with. And they fire it. The last time they like feed the oven with fuel, wood, is Sunday. And then on Wednesday, it's still at 400 degrees and they're still baking stuff in it. It was the next day they had to like be careful and put it right at the edge because it was still at 750 degrees the day after.
That's a lot of degrees.
Yeah. And then I think the day after that, they were like making us calzones and stuff in it. So, yeah.
Sweet.
But anyway, yeah, so we went foraging and they, Charlie, my son, was helping to forage a little bit.
What'd you guys forage?
What an awesome spring break for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He did like it. He went looking for Indian arrowheads and a whole bunch of stuff. Nice. Making fun of my family and what we do, I guess. That's cool.
Anytime, bud.
Yeah, no worries. What have you been up to? You got your hair cut, looks like.
Yeah.
We'll get a picture of it for the show episode.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it. It's got your
yeah, that's
cut.
It. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Who cares?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a person that just focuses on looks.
No. Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Right. So.
But anyway, I had a good time with that. Have you guys had any beers that you've enjoyed lately?
You want me to go?
Yeah, you should go.
So I have had one. So again, I am very removed from the beer world and the beer lifestyle these days.
Yeah.
So flavors, I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I had two that were really exciting for me. The first one was a middle brow Sabro
Crush.
Yes.
Hazy.
Yeah.
Really tasty.
Yes.
Great with pizza.
Yeah, Sabro Crush is good. They do a bunch of different crushes, right?
Yeah, I think Sabro is the one they rotate through the most. Like, yeah. That's like their core crush, and then they do some other crushes.
Got it.
Southern Hemisphere stuff.
And
that's their like little hazy IPA. They're like 4.5%, 5%.
It scratched the itch for me for sure.
Yeah.
Scratch, baby.
Made me happy.
So.
And then a few days ago, I was enjoying some hyper fresh Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Ah.
And I just, you know, I sound, now that I'm an older man with shorter hair,
mm-hmm.
My palate just really wants the classics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I take it back. I also had a beer that blew my mind that was called Vallejo.
Okay.
A fresh Vallejo, which was also very tasty, too.
It's a Nelson beer, right?
Yeah. So two out of three from the Southern Hemisphere, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
How about you?
No, Sabro's not from the Southern Hemisphere.
It can be.
Okay.
So what about you, Mike?
I bought a four-pack when you guys brought in some of the Forest of Maine beers of the bitter.
Yes.
I drank some of those at home and thoroughly enjoyed them.
Yes.
I have to like keep myself from drinking them so I don't drink too many of them. They're delicious.
They really make... I haven't had their IPA that they put in package here. That's the only one I haven't. But their house lager...
It's fantastic.
Surprised me. I mean, I will say it surprised me how good it was.
Yeah. I was actually at a party with non-beer people that like natural wines and things, different spirits and stuff, and someone brought like a mixed four-pack of the Forest of Maine beers, and everyone was like, the house lager was the killer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So should we just jump into the podcast, like the topics then?
Yeah.
From here? Okay.
Let's go.
Well... I wanted to talk about this last time, but the Brewbound had some stuff on the latest NIQ craft numbers. I know Eric seems to be way into it. He's checking his phone. That's cool.
Don't worry. He's just closing
but
apps.
Anyway, within craft's four price tiers.
Beer came up. I just kind of...
Yeah.
Tuned out a little bit, I apologize.
But within craft's four tiers, I guess there's craft, premium craft, super premium craft, apex craft, and above.
Apex, there's definitionally nothing.
Right, I guess.
It's literally the highest point.
Oh, never mind. That's $60 and above. Sorry, that is the highest. Apex Craft, yeah. Those were the three price ranges that saw sales year over year.
That's like C price, like a case equivalent price.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, but I think all the other craft tiers, not doing so hot. Mm. Yeah, the 20 to 30 case was down 7.5%. The 30 to 40 was down 3%. Under 20, down 4%. So, I guess the super high end stuff doing okay, and the low stuff was not doing as well. Would either of you like to contribute to this?
I mean, we're in the super premium, baby. We're like above even the Apex, which I said didn't exist, but we're crushing it.
Right.
But that's just like packaged beer, right?
This
doesn't talk about like different.
This is IRI data.
This isn't just like perceived value of how the beer is poured.
Is this resale value?
Yeah, this is aftermarket.
Okay.
This is an aftermarket.
I love that aftermarket IRI scan data.
Yeah.
I think some people would pay a premium for that information. So.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure some people would.
I know one person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all well and good. It's not a great sign for the industry. I don't know who's selling a $20 case equivalent, though, so that's just crazy. $20 to $30 case equivalents, who's doing that?
No one.
That's why it's down. I'm more interested.
So, yeah, so I guess the lower tier, the normie beers are not doing as well. The high-end beers, I guess, are doing well, but it's such a tiny percent. I mean,
do you think it has something to do with, like, presentation?
All right. Eric is literally staring at his phone. You agreed to be on.
What are you looking at?
I know. I'm sorry.
Like, is there something you would rather? You're not into this. What do you want to talk about?
No, and I, like, when you asked me to come on the show.
Right.
Obviously, off mic, we are friends. Friendly, better to say.
Friendly.
You did invite me to the wrestling show. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you to Doug for the hookup. But, you know, I just like was like, why are you having me on the show?
How about this then?
What?
Why don't we all talk about what we are each personally around numbers, not around anything. We'll just talk about whatever we're into. On the count of three, we're all going to say what we're into, and then we'll just go through one at a time talk about it. So, right. 1, 2, 3, and then say it. Ready?
Okay, fine.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Lucre pours.
Wait, what? What was yours?
I said lucre pours.
I said side pulls.
You said side pulls?
I might have said lucre, but I meant I meant side pulls.
Yeah, I mean...
What did you say, Mike?
Milko pours. Milko pours.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Well, see, now we're learning something.
Right.
So wait a second. I'm not the only one who's been...
No. I guess for me, again, not that far removed from the working in the beer industry.
Right.
You're still adjacent. I think that IRI scan data about $20 case is... whatever. No one cares.
Right.
You should respect your people that listen to this, mm-hmm. your fan base.
Yeah.
If you want to call them that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm. Don't insult their intelligence. Talk about things that are actually relevant. Talk about, you know, the pores of beer that matter.
And the faucets that those... Yes.
I was texting with someone today about
that.
Like,
those pores come from.
Right.
Yeah.
What could be more important than that? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with someone today, like texting with them about how like the BA has no idea what's actually going on, like at a street level. They talk about IRI scan data, or they're like self-reported volume data,
right,
but
just
like
navel gazing.
When I talk to people, yeah, it's like something that's not important to people on a day-to-day basis. When I talk to people who are drinking beer, like all they're talking about is Milk O'Boars.
I mean, Milk O'Boar, they just are like side pull. I'm like, what have you been into? And they're like, I don't care what style it is. Is it a side pull?
Yeah, I mean, like, what's crazy to me is how
and why
quickly,
do people care that much?
In
I mean,
my
I'm
day,
obsessed.
When but. I was coming up, it was like, you know, the slow pour. And now we've moved so quickly into the side pull.
Mm. Yeah, the wet foam.
Yeah, I love the wet foam.
Yeah. So, I know. We got one from, in fact, it's sitting right over there. You can see it.
Connected to the bar still, huh?
Well, no, it's right there. I'm okay. Like, yeah, for real, path. You can see it right there.
Literally can see it sitting on your desk.
Tom from Goldfinger lent me one. And everybody was like, these things are awesome. We need to get one. Mm-hmm. There only was
including
one problem.
You.
Yep. There was only one problem. Is because they're side pull, it has to be on our furthest left tap handle.
Right.
Because they're too spaced. They're not spaced it out. So now.
And they stick out a little farther. So it's
and they also
the
pour
ground.
Beer all over the place because they stick past my drain. But
details aside.
That's details. So, yeah, so now I'm having a liter beverage. Add 3/4 inch in between. I'm redoing every Sankey line.
That's
in
easy.
There.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. Well, no, but they have to brush like the chrome or whatever it is, so you mm-hmm. can't tell that there was a hole drilled in there.
Right. Simple.
And then they have to redo all the glycol lines. And
again, easy. Like there's a lot worth to it.
Well, yeah, I think so. But then it's like there's so many things. So what I've been thinking about is they're like, do you want like the European thread or the U.S. thread?
And then do you want to be authentic?
Well, I think there's a difference between the two. I can taste the difference.
Mm-hmm. That tighter thread is going to.
Yeah. And then also, as you can see, like look on that one, there's an adapter. Because Tom has the European threading, we have the U.S. threading, and there's an adapter.
Is that why their beers are so good?
So here, listen to this.
Even in cans?
I want to do every other threading. U.S., Euro, U.S., Euro,
you know
U.S.,
what?
Euro. And
why
then on every fourth, I want to have the adapters. I want Euro to U.S. adapter, U.S., Euro, U.S. to Euro adapter. I want to do them both ways and then have the same beer on all four. Then think of all the different pours you could do in each one.
Right.
It's like a deck of cards. Like, you'll never get the same hand.
Are you guys just tapping one beer after this point? Just like on all these different types of
pours?
Well,
we'll have like 20 lines, so we'll get like
four beers.
Yeah,
that's sick. That's a good collection of beers.
But think about the pours that you can get.
I'm on board, dude. How many different types of Milkos can I have?
Oh, Milkos. Well, there's other pours than just the...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a crisp guy. What do you have a favorite pour, Eric?
The snit.
You're a snit guy, a snit man.
Absolutely.
We know
Dirty
Mike.
Dog, dude.
We know Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's the milk hunter.
He's a milk hunter.
Hunting that milk.
Yeah. The milk hunter over here.
And then you've got a smooth pour, obviously.
Right.
That's like your
don't need it.
But think about this.
More
got
classic,
Euro
standard,
smooth,
right.
U.S. smooth.
Sure.
Hybrid.
Threading.
Euro, smooth. U.S. smooth.
Right.
U.S. Euro smooth.
And you got neat, obviously.
See? Yeah. And,
yeah. Neat. That's without ice.
Now, what I've been... So one of the things I've been working on the side is I have some contacts in Next Glass who owns Untappd. And I've been hitting up Next Glass, and I've been like, guys, I really... appreciate all the work you've done for beer, the awards. It's revolutionary, obviously.
It's changing Instagram feeds across the country
for about
3 days.
And I think it's really helping to illustrate the complexity
of beer styles.
And the depth of beer in each market. And it means a lot.
Oh, are those market-based awards?
Yes.
Are they really?
They're specific
Absolutely.
To Chicago.
Absolutely.
I was
into
like,
every metropolitan area.
I was thinking, this is 100%.
You
I
thought
was like,
everyone made the best here.
I was like, whoa. Like, yeah, I was like, wow, I can't believe that. Like, I don't know which one I saw. And I was like, good for them. It was, I think, Hopleaf and their art history, their House Pale is like the number one Belgian pale. I can see that. Okay.
It's the number one Belgian pale without Belgian yeast in it.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever it is.
That's not according, the actual, it doesn't have Belgian yeast in it. It's not a Belgian pale at all.
It is because it's the number one.
Yeah. Once you get to number one, you can be whatever you want.
Right. I had no idea. Those are all okay. But anyway, I interrupted. No, you were on something.
Well, it's very.
I love how now we're getting into something.
Yeah, you got to get deep into it at this point.
It's
don't hold back, Eric.
I don't mind. It's a very legitimate and a validating award for breweries to receive.
Yeah,
storied.
Yeah, the legacy goes back weeks.
And you know someone.
I know
at
someone
Untappd.
Who works there, and
or they're with Next Glass.
Well, Next. I know. I don't want to get into the weeds really, but I have some contacts with people. And all this data that they collect, it's useful. It helps inform these prestigious awards. But I think they could keep improving.
The awards or the data?
The both.
Okay.
But I would like to know, they have different, you know, did you drink it out of a can? Did you drink it out of a glass? Did you have it on draft? Just saying,
I think I know where
if
you're
you had it on draft,
right.
doesn't do me anything.
Right.
I want to know the faucet type it was poured out of, and then a subcategory of that would be the pour style that you got of that beer.
Yeah.
So
because I want to check it, I want to check in to 30 versions of the lager.
I mean, honestly, I'd like to go back. I'd like if they were to go back to like kind of like not all the way back to it, but like kind of the Beer Advocate like appearance, aroma, flavor. How wet was the foam? Like, if you could add that into the algorithm.
Wetness.
Foam wetness in the algorithm is, like, it's next level stuff.
Right.
Right.
And that actually, like, tells me something.
And if you're then visiting, you know, that other market or let's call it a city, but you're going to that different market and you're saying, man, where can I get the wettest pour?
Mm-hmm.
You can find that information.
Yeah, because like when
obviously we know it's going to be Bierstadt, but
when I
like that goes without saying.
Yeah, when I travel to like other cities, like if I'm with family, they're always like, "Let's go to the brewery." Like I'm like I'm almost always like, "Let's not. Let's just go to wherever like the people are going to like actually drink like drinks here. I wanted to experience this place, not like what this brewery like." But if there was an ability to know that I was going to go and get a Maliko of like just straight dripping wet foam,
right. You'd go.
I'd probably go to the brewery, you know, or wherever that taps at.
So what if you went on to Untappd? I mean,
as I do often.
Ideally, you would see both. I know you do.
Yeah, all the time.
You would see the beers, but like you'd rather probably just see the faucet types. You're like, oh, wow, they're pouring from a Micromatic 4933 right
I'm
now.
I'm not going there.
You're not going.
I'm not going, dude.
Okay.
I'm not going.
You don't want like a Micromatic 304?
No, dude, Micromatic is
kind of old-timey.
Micro.
It's like, what is it? Are we just boomers? We're booming over here. We're just boomers drinking out of Micromatic faucets.
Okay. You want.
I'm a Perlick man.
Okay.
If I have to, I'll drink a pot of a Perlick, but LUKR is our AI Eric told us.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where it's at.
All right.
You're thinking I'm drinking
so you're like
a Micromatics?
You want like a Perlick 630.
Wait, hold on. We've been doing this show a long time.
Yeah.
How often are you drinking up
Perlicks?
Micromatics?
Micromatics. I mean, we have some lines that are
for now.
They're good ones. But mostly we're Perlick 650s is probably what we have the most of. The flow control.
I knew I liked this place, you know?
Yeah.
If you have to have something, it's not going to be a lucre.
Yeah, 650 SS.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really go for the brass.
Wait, all right, we're back.
All right, cool.
It's pretty cool we got sponsored today.
Yeah. It's a dawning of a new era
mm-hmm.
here.
Right.
So anyway, what were we talking about? Chris,
I wanted,
what we were into.
Yeah, and I was curious if you could tell me more about the like how quick
the Perlick S650.
Well, how quick the Lukers were going to be installed here.
Yeah.
Well,
is it going to disrupt service at all? Or
yes, which was like a month or two.
Yeah, we're going to be pouring from cans and bottles for a little bit.
Mm.
But they're going to have to take the whole thing off, refab, refurb it. They're actually taking it to, it's like the Orange County Choppers, but they do it for draft
it's like,
lines.
West Coast Customs from, like, it's like a Pimp My my
draft system. Yeah. In fact,
are you guys going to be on TV?
Yeah. And we're going to put Pimp My Sleigh on it.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
That's how they test all
Pimp My Sleigh. It has the wettest pimped foam. Out. Exactly. So that's what we're going to do.
Can you get one handle that instead of a side pole is just a spinner and you just like spin it and like.
Do the Czechs drink that way? I don't know. It doesn't sound very Czech.
You can't just be stuck by what the Czechs do. You got to innovate.
All right. I mean, milk hunter over
and
here.
And also a pool table in the back, maybe, or a fish tank.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Uh-huh. A fish tank would be good. The back will be a fish tank.
Yeah.
The back bar.
Instead of metal, can it just be a fish tank with fish swimming?
Yeah.
In the
Arctic fish because it's going to be very cold.
Of course. Arctic char only.
Yeah, there'll be
one big Arctic char.
A big Arctic char stuck living.
Yeah.
We'll have to feed them somehow. Yep. But anyway, more importantly, it'll be Luker US and I think you're kidding about that, but I'm not kidding about
why would you
I think the threading does matter. And because I think all that stuff matters.
Details matter.
Yeah, the clean pour versus the schnitt versus all that stuff.
Milko, you're leaving out.
Yeah, milk tubes.
Yeah.
Are you a milk tube guy?
People hunt those out.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's a tube full of wet milk. Yeah. Do you think I'm into that? Of course.
Yeah. I know. I just thought you were a dimp simp. You know.
Porque no los dos, dude.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a spectrum.
So what do you like about them so much? I mean, you said you were so into Lukers, Eric. Yeah. You're the one who wanted to talk about it. We can go back to talk about Nielsen if you prefer. So you love, what, do you like the aesthetics of
I'm
it?
I'm just dying about dimps.
I mean, it is a beautiful.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful hand. It's objectively more attractive than a Perlick 64-18 that you were talking about earlier, which is a great faucet. It's more attractive than any of those
Micromatics.
Like, no disparagement, but like, okay.
I think you are disparaging them.
Allegedly, it's more attractive. Does that get me out of disparagement?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's gold. It's made out of pure gold, right? The ones that you're getting?
Oh, no. I mean,
you're not getting the ones made out of pure gold?
You know what? How much those things cost, dude? It's a lot.
I thought you said you would spare no expense for your passion.
I said that? When did I say that?
Like, you know, 30 seconds ago.
Dude, this re-drilling these things and re-threading them all?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not... Like, you got to hit him with the razzle dazzle, dude. If you're going to do it like going an inch, you got to go in like the whole way.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Is that kind of what you meant?
Yes.
In for an inch, in for.
If you're going an inch, you got to go the whole yard.
Yeah, in knuckle deep, I guess. I don't know.
A penny or a pound makes no sense either unless you're like British or something.
So
you're not getting the gold ones.
Mm. You're already cheap.
They're not gold, they're brass. They're brass, but no, I'm not because our
I really
back.
Like this place.
So look, we have the one that is gold colored brass, and then we have the one that is gold. Stainless steel. So we're gonna keep it the similar. Just like the one that's sitting right there.
I think you should get the one that's actually gold.
Serge, could you do me a favor? Could you hand me the Luker that's sitting on the table right over there?
I think you should get the one that's like actually gold, though.
Okay, so the brass Luker. Just to get those is going to cost me just for the faucets, let alone the adapter that I need to put on every other one. It's going to cost me something like $15,000, dude. Wait, let me just make sure that's right.
Dude,
20, but... 300, 3,000. No, it's going to cost me... It's going to cost me $6,000 just in the faucets.
And how much would the gold adapters cost you?
Well, the adapters, if you'll notice, this is a brushed metal, right? So I can't have
what
that.
What carat metal, do you know?
What
carat metal?
Of brush? I don't know.
Like three
so
carats.
So I'm
going
to have to get
the
these
book.
Also in brass. Whoa. I'm going to put that back on. and... So this is going to be another 150 each.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking.
But that's only on every other though, right?
Yeah, every other one.
Well, yeah. So not everyone needs.
Well, you're going to have to retap every line, alternating between
right.
U.S. metric and imperial threading.
Right, and yeah. Then I have to get the adapters that go from one to the other.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're doing all of this, there is the brass version.
Why go?
Why don't you?
Why
just
go?
Get
why
the
go?
Gold?
Why you going 90% of the way?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I mean, it's a 90% or 90
can you
degree
just
angle.
Like? Can you do the math real quick? Like, how much more expensive is it going to be to do the gold versus the brass?
Can
you crunch the numbers like you were just crunching?
Yeah,
them?
Yeah. Hold on, it takes me a while because we have.
20... This isn't Doug you're talking to here,
right? No, I'm not the beer. I'm not the beer number cruncher. It would go from something like, say, 8,500. Are the adapters also gold?
I mean, why?
You have to ask them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Then, and this little thing here is gold. It's going to cost something like...
This wooden handle is also gold.
It's going to be something like,
this
you know,
an
additional...
This plastic ball valve is also gold.
It's like an additional, like, $55,000.
What?
Dude, that's
I mean,
so
you're
much
thinking
beer.
About not doing
there's
it?
There's so much beer. That's so much. Think about how much beer that you have to pour to make up for. Do you think it's going to. How about this? How about some of them are gold, some of them are brass, and you see if you can taste the difference?
You don't think
okay.
that.
All right. Okay.
Educational.
Maybe.
Yeah. You don't think that,
maybe.
That Zwanzi will cover that?
Well, one can hope, I suppose.
And so please tell me. You guys won the Golden Sparkler, correct?
Yes.
You're going to at least get the Golden Lucre to put on the Golden Sparkler on the hand pump Lucre, right?
We are getting a Golden Sparkler and a Golden Lucre on a hand pump.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So, like, I know I was being really, like, stringent about it and, like, kind of being... it's just, like, when I get something in my head that it's the way it should be, I get very...
I know.
Like a little bulldog, but... like a little
so you're gonna have all gold. Bulldog. You're gonna have all gold. If you get a tap room, they're gonna be all gold lucres too. I assume. I presume.
That's the entirety of the loan we're negotiating right yeah. now.
is that why it's going so slow?
Yeah.
Is it them wanting you to send the
it's
same thing,
them.
Or are they saying them. Like, say that again?
Yeah.
Is it them doing
it's just
that?
Been 8 months, six, 4.5 months of them being like. These can't possibly cost that much. And like, can you get a quote on that? I'm like, well, they haven't made one like this yet, so they can't quote me on it.
Like, listen.
But just trust me,
my
dude.
Jeweler tells me.
And then it's me saying, like, just tell the government it's sick.
Right.
SBA,
okay.
More like sick.
All right.
BA.
I still want to hear from Eric what he loves about these things. What do you love about these lucres?
I mean, it's kind of hard to pick just one thing. The look of them, the golden look of them, it beats any micro whatever you want to call it.
Also, like the fact that you pour them this like side to side instead of up and down.
Right, right. You don't just
they
open
do
it.
Have ones that pour up and down now, though.
That's true. You don't just open or shut it like with a normal draft handle. Let's call them a prehistoric draft handle.
Yeah.
It's open or closed. That's it.
Right.
But
this is open, closed, and halfway.
Yeah, you can. Exactly. Depending on the pour you're ordering, you actually have some variance in the flow rate.
Yeah.
And it's a craft.
I was at.
This is craft beer we're talking about.
I was at.
Whatever happened to the craftsmanship of craft beer?
Yeah, I was at Holy Grail.
Great point. Great
in
point.
Louisville. You. Great place. They have all lucres. And you should have seen some of these people. You ever seen those videos that are like, they show race car drivers, but they show their feet and how they're like like feathering like the throttle,
tap dancing.
Yeah, tap dancing on like the clutch and stuff. I'm telling you, that's what it was like watching these people pour from Lukers.
Right.
It was just like boom, boom, bang. Whoa, what is happening? Oh my God.
It's artistry.
They buy a lot of beers like ours, which are variably carbonated.
Yeah. And they're just like.
From too carbonated to way too carbonated.
Yeah. And then they're just like, you know, feathering that thing and bang. And next thing you know, you've got a perfect schnit.
You got a wet foam masterpiece.
Now, it's just wetter the better, or can foam be too wet? Because at some point, it's just then beer.
Yeah, that's like the Plato's the Plato's beard of wet foam is over.
Yeah,
you have two hairs. Is that a beard? I don't know.
Right.
I think the wetter the better, as long as it's pure
white.
White
milk.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Just milky wet foam. I'm hunting it. I'm out there.
So you're not a slow pour guy, because that's a dry foam.
I'm pretty much only a slow pour guy.
You're a slow pour.
Oh yeah.
You're a Luker slow pour guy.
Yeah, I want that. I don't want
now. That is a little counterintuitive.
I want that foam just hanging out for a minute.
Yeah.
So
what?
I know, Mike. It's hard.
So you're bone dry.
Bone dry. I mean, I don't know.
I was so close.
Where were you?
I was in Sweden last year.
Oh.
And I was watching the way
Napoleo does it.
Yeah. And they're very slow.
Yeah.
And they're the best at it.
Okay.
And Mike, have you been there in a while? You probably haven't been there in a while.
I've been to Sweden. I've never been to Napoleo.
Yeah, I know. You probably haven't been to church.
If you've been to church, you would probably get it.
I mean, I was on their Instagram page, so that's probably why it speaks to me.
That's a good point. Yeah, I've never been on their Instagram page. Never even been there.
You went there. That's where you go on Sundays. You go to church.
You go to Sweden. Ideally. To go to church.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were checking out there. You were there, more or less. You were there
on their Instagram page.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but spiritually, he was there.
This weekend. This last Sunday.
Yeah, every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I look at their Instagram page. I check their tap list. And I, you know, think about
the foam.
What are you getting on those?
You went to the home of the milkshake idea.
What are they getting?
Don't tell me.
Like, in terms of likes, what are they getting?
$6,000 per? I don't know. I'm not a stats guy.
Okay.
I'm more of a, like...
You're a feel guy. Yeah,
I'm a feel guy. But, yeah, just drinking some slow
pour. TWTW, the will to win, baby.
Right.
That's all you care about.
It's true. I heard what you said for sure.
Big White Sox fan you are.
Mm.
All right. Well, I guess we're all in agreement then. No draft beer for the foreseeable future at Beer Temple until I get all the
Until you do it right, dude.
Until the spacings. Well, I mean, I physically can't get them.
Are they pretty readily available in stock right now? Or?
I mean, yeah.
The gold ones?
No. Not those. But if you want, like, the U.S.
You want to go cheap.
Well, what I'm doing is, the crazy thing is to get the, you have to order the U.S. to international adapters. You have to order them internationally, and then the international to U.S. ones you have to order domestically. So I'm having some stuff domestic, some stuff is shipped. I accidentally ordered a couple of them. too many of them. So
how many have you ordered so far?
Well, I ordered by accident 20 of each.
Why was that an accident? It sounds like a great thing.
Well, because I didn't realize that I needed half to be. I was like, all right, half are the U.S., half are. I just got confused. So I've got 40 Lukers now.
Yep.
And I've bought adapters of both types for each.
Okay.
So now I have 80 adapters and 40 Lukers.
Yep.
And 40 Lukers.
Yeah, yeah, that checks out. You can't return them. Are these the gold? Are these the ones that are made out of gold?
No, they're just going to the jeweler. They're going to the jeweler.
Is this the hovercraft jeweler?
King Kona's? No, I don't. That guy's busy. You can't get
He's
in there.
He's expensive, dude. He's really expensive. When my catalytic converter got stolen and I brought it to the jeweler to get it fixed.
Yeah. Because there are precious metals in it. There's precious metals in it.
He was Googling catalytic converter and how much does it cost.
Yeah.
And he told me $10,000.
Well, that sounds about right.
And I spent
$15,000. Yeah. So no, that guy's hard to get into. So I have, I'm just going to a normal jeweler. I'm not going to the Kona guy. He's busy. He's booked. He's booked doing the hovercraft.
I thought you were gonna do it right though.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm just not that guy. But
I get the wet foam without the rubies.
Listen, I have got just back off, dude. I've got.
I'm just trying to be your friend, dude.
I have problems. I have got.
Yeah, we know.
40. I've got 40 Lukers and I have 80 adapters and I don't have the spacing in my draft lines to put any of them on. I can have one on.
And you got to build a
Why don't you switch it out?
And the drip tray.
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do switch them out.
We also have to get a whole new drip tray too for the whole bar.
Yeah, I have to have the whole thing extended out.
Replumbed.
Yes.
Right.
You should probably just move.
Probably. I probably should.
Just
so
build
anyway.
A new 40 Luker faucet beer temple.
Well,
it's the most authentic thing
about
you
a
could
pour
do.
Your, what about a pour your own?
Luger Faucet Beer Temple.
Yeah. Maybe like get some touchscreens in there.
Golf simulators maybe? Dart simulators.
You think it just a normal, you know, person off the street, a geek off the street. Can pour.
Is that a Korn album?
A schnit? Can pour a crisp?
Yeah, dude. It's like 2024. Craft beer has never been more popular. Everyone knows what a schnit and a Milko pour are.
And how to do it
and
themselves.
And they can come in and do it themselves.
Right.
All right. Well,
there's a lot of TikTok channels.
I could have half the bar.
Yeah, are you even
be
on
that
TikTok?
Because I have plenty of Lukers.
Yeah.
And I actually just found out that when I hit order, I hit it twice. So now I have another 40 coming.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
So I've got 80 Lukers. And
well, at least you're down bad.
You have enough adapters, though.
Do you need to talk to my guys at the bank?
Yeah, I have 80 adapters.
It's like,
as well.
So,
Matt, need to get an LBA.
How deep are you in? How deep are you in on this Luger project? Just faucets first.
Just the faucets.
Just faucets, and then we'll do adapters.
And then we got to move on.
Yeah,
but pre gold, right?
I guess we have to.
Just that. Bye bye bye. 85, 17, I'm about 34, 38 grand in. Do you think that's a problem?
I mean,
no.
I mean, if you're doing it half-assed,
all right,
then
good.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Just go.
For what real. About the adapters?
Go for broke.
I mean, the adapters are 150 each, so... I've got 40
euros?
Of them.
Well, they're four USD. Grand, 6 grand.
Oh, no, you're right. They're euros.
Oof.
Oh,
in an election year, too.
Chris.
Anyway, yeah. But I think it'll be okay. It'll pay for itself. So.
Eventually.
Yeah. And the other thing is I can only put one on.
Until they retap all of the... The lines, run all the glycol again, dip the housing in
and
gold,
brush everything.
Rebrush everything.
I'll look
and
into
then
the gold.
Replace the metal and the gold you got dipped with probably plastic would be cheaper, but you should do glass to have
the
Arctic
the
char
tray.
That we talked about living in
yeah.
the
stainless steel welder or a gold welder. What does that cost?
No, I'm just having it plumbed by a normal dude.
You solder gold, but. I mean, so you guys will be, you've got, this is a quick project.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to pull permits for this.
Well,
that's the one good.
We're
good
not sign. Using.
This is a repair and replace.
We're not using, union labor.
Ooh, boo, dude. We're going to get scabby out here in front of you.
Yeah.
I actually found out recently all those scabbies, like the rats, they're made in Illinois.
Oh. There you go.
Non-union shop makes them, but they're... Actually, that's not true. It's a union shop that makes them.
So anyway...
It's funnier the other way.
But hey, once it's up and running, it'll be good. I'm sure I'll see all you guys here getting all your favorite pours.
Of course.
And from your favorite threading.
I got
so
a lot
how
of time.
You,
tell I
got
me, a
like,
lot of time.
Just imagine you're there, and then we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to put in your order?
Touchscreen? Hopefully.
Oh, well, yeah.
Pouring good, it myself.
Yeah,
exactly correct.
Yeah, that's true. All right,
and then how many screens? So let's walk through how many screens.
What's the
so
order
you pick that
be?
You want a beer, and then you pick which beer you want.
I make sure that it has the untapped drop down for that pour
sort
style.
Only by 5 stars.
Right.
But so you're going to say what? Like, you know, Czech Pale, Luker,
Take your time.
U.S.
Wait, take your time.
Schnitt. U.S. threading.
Just bang that wet button.
Adapter. Yeah. You're just smashing that, wet button. Yeah.
It's like when you order like one of those, like they took them out of the McDonald's, but you could order them on the computer and you'd just be like, a bazillion onions. And they'd be like, we have to put them on there, I guess.
Yeah, that's what
just
you're doing.
Just the wettest foam.
The wettest foam.
A spritzer of foam.
But here's the thing, you're pouring it yourself, so it's up to you.
Yeah, but I'm going to order it and then get mad at myself. Like,
okay.
Do you know, that's how I live my life. Like, you idiot.
Yeah.
It's not wet.
Call that wet?
It's just dry foam.
All right. Well, that's been fun to talk about Lukers. These things are hefty, by the way. They weigh a lot.
Yeah, they're gold.
They cost a lot.
They're pure gold.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about, Eric?
I don't know. You guys aren't going to
Should we take a break?
Coffee?
Yeah. We should. Could we, I'm dying of thirst. We've been talking about these pours for...
Okay.
Not long enough, but I think it's probably a great
looking at the timing, it's been long enough. Okay. So we'll go get beers, and then we'll come back with more of the Beer Temple Insiders Round. Table, kind of. Not really.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Beer Temple Podcast. I'm Mike Shalow from Iswas, co-host for the day with Chris Quinn of the Beer Temple and Eric Capron of Dark Matter Coffee. Is that how? That's what we're... Okay.
That's fair. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about
that's accurate.
That's fair to say. Absolutely.
I wasn't sure about Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
that's why it's not called the Insiders Roundtable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because technically...
For now. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So we were getting news that we were being Debbie Downers about all the closings.
Mm.
So I thought it would be nice because, you know, numbers are going net down, but that isn't like there's nothing up. Right?
Right. Just because like, the trend is down doesn't mean there aren't people ascending.
Just a block from my house, it'll now be, I think, the closest brewery to my house. And I live
you're
like
far from any other breweries.
Right.
Yeah, I am like a block and a half from Dovetail.
You're
2.5 blocks from Beguile, and there's another brewery that will be even closer to me than either of those two.
And I work in between those two breweries. Yes.
Demo Brewing.
You're in the heart of Malt Row.
Right.
That's right, dude.
Yeah,
Malt
I feel
Row rocks.
It. Like a rock. Yeah.
All row rocks.
Yeah. So Demo Brewing. So there's going to be at least one brewery that is opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. I don't know of any others.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's others.
Yeah. And I think
There's others.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you know of others?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
In this day and age, I feel like you kind of have to have some sort of, like, I don't know, like, angle or perspective.
Right.
Like, we talk about perspective on this show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Demo has a perspective of, like, heavily rotated beers.
Yep.
You know.
Presumably.
But there's that's not the only thing. But, like, their idea of music is, like,
I want to know.
You'd probably do a definite bunch of music
perspectives. Yeah, what, Eric, what do you, what other breweries do you know that are opening?
It's probably a little early to be talking about this. I don't know if I should right now, but
what?
I don't know. Maybe we change the subject.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
We can edit it out.
No,
Serge can edit whatever out if you want to talk about it.
Serge, if I change my mind on this, just please. I don't know. There's
you
a lot going
after.
On right now. But
he is making notes, yeah.
I don't know. So very recently... around Christmas time, someone reached out, and it's not Santa Claus, guys. He's busy.
I was thinking
time of year.
He's pimping his
someone
sleigh.
Reached out to you.
Right. Someone reached out, and they were like, "Hey,
well,
that's Eric,
awesome.
You have you
just
know,
when you're trying to get back out,
right.
trying to get out, they pull you back in. You're
I
on
was
Gal Pacino,
all the way out. I like
Michael
my hands,
Corleone.
My hands were washed. My hands were clean.
Mm-hmm.
There's no hops, malt, water,
just
yeast.
Beautiful
lupulo free hands.
Beautiful
exactly.
coffee beans.
Exactly." someone reached out and they're like, you know, we have this concept, love to get your thoughts on it. And I was like, what do I know? I'm just a guy. I'm not even an insider anymore.
Right.
They said, no, you've been around enough. There has to be at least one kernel of information in that brain. So I said, okay. I'll chat with
you
guys.
I honestly, for everyone out there listening, I have no idea what brewery he is talking about right now. But I'm very interested. Okay, so somebody asked you.
Someone asked me to come in and consult. And I said, I don't
know. On like what? On like a new brewery.
That's what I said.
Okay. Concept? Like what?
Yeah, so I didn't know either. But I was like, okay, sure. I'll go have a beer with you guys.
Yeah.
The word consulting sounds like too highfalutin for me.
Right.
I'm just a guy.
So they wanted to know like...
I didn't know, right. But they said
we're interested to be.
Yeah,
into the
so
beer
I was like,
game.
Okay,
we
instead of consulting, let's have a beer, let's chat, no harm, no foul. It's the holidays, everyone's busy. Let's make it work. So
and they were like looking for an angle or from they, what? What did so they want from you?
We went out for a beer and we were sitting down, and they were like, "Hey, we're going to open up a brewery in Chicago." And I said, "Okay, already, I'll tell
bad
you."
Bad idea, right?
No,
oh,
opposite. I said,
"Oh,
I think that's a great idea. I think right now is a good time."
Okay.
I think that
good to know.
Now
good
is the
know.
Time to scoop up
yeah.
and get in where you can. Mm-hmm. There's spaces available.
Okay.
So, you know, based around that, they're like, okay, cool. Well, we've got a lot of money. We have some very...
They said that to you. We've got a lot of money.
They essentially implied like
imply
they had some,
okay.
some investors that
they
were...
They had funding.
Right. They mm-hmm. were looking to...
How'd they get these investors? Like, what are they...
I was just having a beer with some people.
Okay, sorry.
That's all
go
it was.
Ahead. I didn't mean to.
But they were like, lunch. Okay, so it, we think they have a space lock. Yeah, I know. I understand. We can talk.
Right. Yeah, right. Please. Yeah.
It was not the SBA.
The
Mike,
desperation.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. If you were sent down with the SBA, then our friendship's over, dude. They are putting me through the ringer.
Yeah.
But long story short, they're like, "What? So Chicago, good idea, great. We have a space we're looking at over on Rockwall.
Okay.
Now,
oh, okay.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying like,
yeah.
Let's just.
Well, Rockwell's a long street.
That's true. But so they're like, you know, so we have the space in mind. What do you think? And I said, I think it could be cool. And they're like, okay, well, I'll
so wait a second.
What
if they're looking at the old metro spot? These people are.
It seems like there is
well healed.
I'm
He's,
doing
yeah.
the rubbing
He's
my
got
thumb
the
against
yeah.
my fingers.
So wait,
the Scrooge McDuck
okay,
of
so
symbol.
A huge. So I mean, these people want to make a lot of beer.
Oh yeah, and a lot of money.
Well,
they have a lot of money
yeah.
to
and this
to put
is how
in
you do it
because
yeah.
they know that they can pull the money out, which
okay.
is why they
contacted you. Yeah, that's the one part I'm
that's
not quite sure about. So they said,
but we're just
we're gonna go to this.
We're spitballing. What do you think? And I said, okay, this is what I think. This is what I think you should do.
And you said,
open a brewery in Chicago.
Do it on Rockwell.
Do it on Rockwell. Beautiful space.
Yes.
And then like, okay, cool, great. What else? And I'm like, well, have you heard of music?
You did not say that.
I did.
You say, have you heard of music? Or
have you heard
of music?
Have you heard of music? And they said, yes, go
of course,
on. And
as
I said,
one does.
And they didn't get up. They stuck around. Okay.
Yeah. And they were like, okay.
Did they say, love music, dude?
Love it.
They said, I was like, have you heard of it? Great. I was like, if you're going to be in the city of Chicago, good news. There's not any music themed breweries in Chicago yet.
In the city proper, correct.
In the city, right. We know that there's some.
Yeah,
just
in the suburbs.
Just outside of town,
inspired by
just West O'Hare. Obviously, they're well revered. No disrespect to them at all.
Like Paul,
right? Revered. So I said, okay, but
we got it.
Here's the twist.
Mm-hmm.
We make it a themed
music
brewery.
Themed.
Yeah, music.
All music.
But no, not all music.
Okay.
Not top 40.
Okay.
Not Taylor Swift.
Okay,
not
so like
21
deep cuts.
Pilots.
But we've been talking on this show for a long time about how like there need to be more specialty breweries.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Like the broad, like we do everything brewery is kind of like over. Unless
yeah.
Well, they have like, a lot of money, so they can maybe
we're
they
just
can
rolling
work,
up
but,
our sleeves and we're craft. No.
But you want to like
that's been done
specific,
a jillion billion
right?
times. Let's yeah. be on the cutting edge. And I brought out my very small data set that I had. I said, look,
about
guys,
about music and beer?
Not quite.
Okay, sorry.
It was about fashion.
Oh.
Do you understand?
There we go.
Yeah.
So
did you ask them if they've heard of fashion?
I says to them,
yeah.
Have you heard of fashion?
All right, so you
the
asked.
Concept.
And then yeah, you okay. measured the
so you have a data set.
Their,
I have,
the bottom
I have
of their pant
I have
leg.
Sounds like
set.
The most insane
Just let him cook a little bit.
No, I'm just saying.
I had my chef hat on out there.
Right. Okay.
Just having a
beer. So you have a deck. You bring a deck about fashion.
If you're going to come out to me, if you want to talk to some proven professional experts, obviously you go to Three Tier.
Right.
They have North Face hats.
Yeah.
They've got high
standees.
Yeah. They've got
Stanleys.
They've got the good information. Me, I have like street info.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have my data set. I was like, guys, let's look at what's hot in fashion right now. What's hot in fashion? Janko jeans.
100%. Heelys.
Heelys are back. Jankos are back.
Chunky Vans.
Absolutely.
Chains.
The looser the better for the clothing, mm-hmm. and the looser the better on the tuning of the guitar strings.
Okay.
Drop C, baby.
I'm talking new metal.
Oh, all right.
Bow.
Which is pretty much the only thing I would say I have any actual expertise in.
Okay, not even beer. Comparatively.
No. I mean, it was still a rattle.
I hope
around.
You didn't tell these people that you were consulting for that you had no idea about beer.
No.
And that you only knew about nu metal, and that's why that was the one idea you were pitching.
Right. I kind of took the, let's say I took the side pour angle into the conversation.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Thank you. Bringing it all back.
You wet. Schnicked
you right in there.
Milk these mothers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I pitched a brewery thematically based around one concept only, and that was nu metal. So.
Okay.
I can't see how this fails, to be honest. Well, like, we've been doing the metal brewery over and over.
Exactly.
Three
Floyds. That was my point.
Three
True,
Floyds.
Our friends at Denver and
Local Option when they were doing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Wake Brewing.
Yeah.
There is already a beer and metal festival that happens.
Yeah.
Dark Lord Day.
And then there's Dark Lord Day, too. There's two of them, all right? How many new metal crap beer festivals are there? None so far.
Okay.
So far.
Right.
There's a space. A live music space, a concert venue.
The United Center?
At Rockwall on the River. Oh. Connected, essentially, to this potential taproom space.
Okay.
I said, you know, put two and two together. Live music.
Mm-hmm.
Where are people going to go before, during, and after for a beer?
They'll just roll right into the brewery.
Yeah. You have
they'll
a captive
rolling,
audience.
They'll roll in.
Exactly.
Row in.
They're rowing.
But here's the thing. What I've come to find out in my very extensive research on the subject is
of nu metal or of
nu metal and like beer. the influential element of nu metal right now is that it is hot, it's popular, but a lot of the people that are into it. And they're discovering it for the first time, they're like in the 18 to 19 range.
Not ideal. For a brewery.
For a brewery, right.
Right now.
So here's what I proposed. And it sounds crazy, but I said, listen, here's the idea. We go with this new metal themed brewery. Tip to tail.
Tie up that lease now.
Yes, exactly. Let's get this space locked in.
Yeah.
And
get a little
plan
abatement.
To open up in 2 years.
Okay.
When
I like it.
The trend
Why, though?
And the people are actually turning 21 years old.
Got it.
Yep. So when that fashion cycle continues to evolve on a very upward trajectory.
If there's one thing we know about fashion and teens, it just
it
continues.
Yeah, exactly. People don't like to change too much, especially in like the 19 to 21.
Well,
range.
What
you
like
never go into something and then like a few months later be out of that.
That's the classic thing.
No.
It's like what
it's so
what you were
right
into
now,
when you were a senior in high school is kind of like what you're into forever.
It's who you are forever.
So you're saying these people, you've got them locked into nu metal and you've got
conceptually,
and you're locked into a long term lease
and,
at Rockwell.
And here's the other cool thing.
Two great. Okay. Yes.
We're currently negotiating the brand rights for a beer for a microphone. Did it all for the Chinookie.
Oh.
So
you're launch with that.
We're going to license that.
Okay.
From them.
Okay. Brand extensions.
Okay.
It'll pretty much be exclusively brand extensions.
Will you guys be doing a chocolate beer of any kind?
There will be a whole Limp Bizkit line. We're talking.
Okay.
You know. Really trying to
hot dog smoke beer
right on and on and on.
Have you talked to these bands yet?
Not yet. Okay. But, I mean, I think that that'll come.
Wait, who is the money then? I thought it was the bands.
The bands will make money.
Oh, the bands will make money.
They'll make licensing money.
You'll make money, so the bands will make money by
promoting
them.
Right. And some of the, you know, it's kind of tricky because some of these bands do already have beers lined up. Like Deftones has a beer with Belching Beaver. Mm.
Of course, Belching Beaver. Everyone knows that.
Right. Out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to say
it'll be easy.
I'm not trying to sit here and say it's going to be easy. I'm not going to try to sit here and say that every band will have its own beer and its own line extension, but they're like the classics will absolutely.
And then just like the taproom vibe will just be.
The music will be hard, heavy, fast.
Yeah.
And unrelenting.
Will the taproom staff have to be like, will there be like uniforms?
Yeah, so instead of wearing like everyone wears like a blue long sleeve shirt,
mm-hmm.
everyone will wear
blue long sleeve
jeans.
Yeah, what happens when how wide is the space between the taps and the actual bar itself? Because if I'm looking at these Jankos that are, you know, the cool ones, like it will basically take up the entire width.
It's gonna take a while to build the bar out.
We're gonna
have to make some pretty.
Well, you have a year.
Are there specific?
We have 2 years.
Are there specific like OSHA like things you have to look at for being like, well, if the bottom of my like if the
it can
bottom
be
of my
frayed.
Pants are gonna be
like
6 feet,
it can be frayed.
Like 30,
no,
yeah, right.
No.
Do the Brewers have to wear Jankos?
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, they can wear shorts. Yeah,
I think that's a huge
mistake. Okay.
They can wear Jankos shorts. Or Jankos shorts. Honestly, I have a pair.
Are you going to be on the Brew side then?
Hopefully, yeah. So that's the thing. I was just consulting for this one night, and
yeah.
I just pitched this idea, and they seemed to be pretty into it.
Okay.
So I kind of
this one night
set aside a lot of my money and threw it in the hat and said, "Guys,
so you're an investor.
Buy
now.
Me in. Yeah, I'm in."
You just mailed them
No, it's not like that. I sent him a money order.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like you're buying something, like,
so what's the name of the brewery, dude? Does it have a name yet?
No, I mean, that's why I'm saying like I don't want to like get into specifics yet because we're still a ways out. There's still a lot of like R&D.
But you already know the uniform for the bar staff.
That's the easy stuff.
Right.
To figure out.
Because
right.
I'm not sitting here hemming and hawing about what kind of Luger faucets I'm going to put in.
Right.
You know. We're gonna.
What kind of faucets are you gonna put in?
Lucre faucets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My
guess is in the next couple of years.
Do you think the market's
gonna?
You know what?
A little bit of used equipment.
May I ask if you could do something for me?
Possibly.
Because like, I know you have a lot of influence in this sphere, as you were saying.
Talk to some people.
Could you connect Lucre and Jinko and see if they could create a like very wide legged side pour faucet?
So you want a. Jenko inspired beer faucet
collaboration.
Would it just be like a tube?
It would be like a normal tube, and then like at around where like the knee of the faucet would be, it would get like
the knee
wider.
Of the faucet
hecka wide.
Didn't they make those where you would put the glass all the way
like this?
So you're imagining it
looking like a pilgrim's.
It gets so wide that it's
very wide on the bottom.
It's gonna be like a pilgrim's blunderbuss.
It wouldn't fit.
That's what it's gonna look like, but a faucet
exactly.
Like Elmer Fudd is hunting, Daffy Duck.
Yeah, dude. How else are you gonna fit your roller skates underneath?
Okay. Roller blades, I think, is what you mean.
Yeah, usually roller blades.
I mean, I'm not judging you, depending on how you want to ambulate, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, around the knee, it's just, like, get, like, pretty wide.
The knee of the faucet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the knee of the faucet is, dude? It literally
this
has
thing.
A knee.
This thing.
That's the shin.
Okay. All right. So the knee of the faucet flares wildly.
Right.
And...
Not wildly,
is
dude, like,
made of
reasonably,
denim.
But...
No, not denim.
Yes.
No. Okay. Don't be ridiculous.
Why don't you didn't listen to my ideas?
What?
That it would be made of denim.
You know what? If you're so hot
that's
on
where,
it, you
that's
buy
where
in.
There's be
I'm
ocean.
Not the one who has the contacts in both Nu Metal, Jinko, and Lucre.
Take your SBA money and put it,
right.
And put it where...
They've been very specific about how I'm allowed to spend and not spend this money.
I think that
and
there's...
any dime I can spend on your Jinko Jean Lucre Faucet collab...
Right.
I will put it into it.
I appreciate it. I think there's still a few seats at the table. I think that I can vouch for you, and
well,
we can talk.
And you don't know what types of beers you're making yet.
Tell them that was my idea, though.
Yeah, I'll think of it. Yeah, right. That's fine. That's
what, okay. The knee? That the knee flares?
Yeah.
Of the faucet? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's fair.
Wait, would you say your idea
you say
is...
like it's a bad idea.
The knee flares or the Janko, or the denim part? Which you want
yes, yeah. Correct.
All right. So the knee of the faucet is made of denim. And
this is
flares.
This is Mike's idea.
This is Mike's idea.
But very specific.
And then you move to the side. I'm standing behind. Just
you
like,
might
what's up,
say,
guys? You want my money or what?
He has money.
No. Well...
maybe.
Trying. Doing his best.
He's doing his best. So
literally doing his
you
best.
You don't know. Let me just
try.
Yes or no questions. Rapid fire. Great. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What up?
Do you know what type of beer you're making?
No.
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 Okay. Do you have any bands lined up yet? Officially.
Not yet officially. No.
Got it. Do
Weird.
You have.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Do you have the, the tap room uniforms picked out?
Yes.
Okay. Those are 100% finalized?
Yes.
Okay. You've already signed a lease at Rockwell?
It's being negotiated.
Okay.
You could say that we're at the 1 yard line.
I think you should just sign that thing.
And you're going to open up in 2016-17.
2016-17.
That's a good idea, actually. I'm back in.
2026-2027.
Yeah, I think so. Again, based
is there any rent abatement?
No.
Or, okay, so you're paying immediately.
It's for cowards.
Right. Yeah, we got a little bit of work to do on the space.
Oftentimes they'll give you some like, okay, when you open or 30 days from open or something like that. But that's okay.
I'm not that involved in that part of the
and then
negotiation.
That's a big space. Are you planning, do you know if you're planning on distribute or just tap room only?
A
lot of distribution.
Yeah, probably national.
Okay.
Yeah, probably 48 states.
Two won't you be in?
North Dakota and Alaska.
Okay. I like that you already know your distribution map.
I mean,
I feel like
a lot
with
of time
this
with
concept, North Dakota and Alaska will be prime markets, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a crap,
Connecticut
like a
and
he's
Rhode
talking
Island.
About year one, dude.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's always right. year
we're
two.
Not, we're not trying to
you
do,
can always expand.
We're not trying to be in 50 in the first 50 weeks.
Yeah, we don't want to be unreasonable.
Right.
Okay.
Don't
have a name for the brewery yet.
No.
May I make suggestions about like
no.
styles you brew?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. what if you do like an American adjunct lager?
Like the corn series?
Looks like somebody already thought of that one.
I mean, that's something we're negotiating right now.
With corn?
I don't want to say.
The product
how do you
or the
negotiate
band?
Negotiate with corn?
I don't want to say.
Are you negotiating it
Monsanto?
With corn? Like the crop? The vegetable?
Eric goes out every week, drives out to the middle of Iowa, stands in the field like, come on, guys. I'm trying to make something happen.
So you're doing a cream ale with, or a pre-pro lager or something like that.
You know, Genesis.
Corn.
Like a creamed corn.
A creamed corn.
Can you imagine that on a Maleko pour?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mike will be showing
a little grit. Put a little grits in the bottom, stir it up.
A nice wide milk tube. Kind of like look like a little mini Jenko one.
It flares in the it flares.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the Stiegel
glasses.
It's
a milk tube, but it's also like 60 inches
flared.
Wide.
Yeah,
at the bottom.
Okay, so you're gonna have corn. You're gonna do some Limp Bizkit.
Hopefully, yeah.
Bizkit
negotiation.
Bizkit malt. It's like a specific thing from Country Malt Group. You guys are getting made. I've heard.
I think we were talking to BSG about that actually.
Oh, so RAR.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the merger.
And who else are you going to... What are the bands, then?
Well...
Slipknot?
Slipknot. Although they have their own whiskey line right now, so that might be, you know, kind of complicated. We'll see. So we might do some barrel-aged in Slipknot barrels.
Nice.
Kinds of things. From there, we've got on just like...
But
still,
you don't know
still
what styles
people,
you're making yet.
We're talking to Static X, Seven Dust... Mudvayne, obviously Cold Chamber, Dry Kill Logic.
And they're all interested.
You know what would be
a
good offshoot of this? Is like a Stone Sour, maybe?
Oh, that could be cool.
Like a solo
Although
project.
That gets almost into the like post-grunge slash butt rock genre, which we're not at all interested in being affiliated with. And right, I want to make sure, like, stylistically, I don't want to, you know, metal is all-encompassing, right? Mm-hmm. The term, the genre. New metal is
very specific.
But
you're not. Yeah, okay. You're not that.
We have a very
okay,
very sharp lens on a very small niche that will probably be very popular in 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, you got to plant your flag.
Right. All right.
Well, I'll be there.
I can't wait to hear about the updates, and good luck.
Thank you.
Has your money order, has it cashed yet? Or do you know?
It was almost immediately that it cashed.
Okay.
Which good. I imagine they're using for the deposit for the rent. I think that's what's being negotiated right now. So.
Yeah. You need all sorts of funds.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. Well, 48 states in the first year. And yeah, good luck.
And we'll sell some beer at the tap room.
So you're saying so this is going to happen.
I think so.
Okay. Royal we.
Yeah.
Oh, him. Okay.
And the Nigerian prince that.
Whoa. All right.
I don't want to say who the funders are. It's a little early to talk about that.
Okay.
Is it a Dread First?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, does it rhyme with Dread First?
Oh, no. No, I mean, we're still negotiating with some of the artists right now. So,
okay. Yep. Got it.
But I don't know, Serge.
Yes and, you know.
I think, I don't know. Let's talk after this about whether or not we want to keep this in the episode or not.
I'm
kind of on the fence about it.
All right. It'll be a long episode either way. With or without this topic.
Which is about average for us.
All right. Well, we figured out a lot. Mm-hmm. Learned a lot about our friend, our boy, Eric. And
what up?
Yeah. And if you made it to the end, if you're listening now, shoot an email to, and I'm 100% honest, if you made it to this point, send a letter to insiders@craftbeertemple.com or a handwritten letter.
And we will mail you.
We will floss you out with 3-tier merch. We'll
send you the hat Chris is wearing right now.
We'll load you up with 3-tier merch.
I'll send tie-dye.
I am not kidding.
I'll send tie-dye too.
Of 3-tier merch,
yes,
right?
Can you do that?
Can you tie-dye 3-tier merch?
If it's white, I definitely could.
Okay. All right.
What if it's
some tie-dyed 3-tiered merch?
Doesn't have to be good.
No, he can. I've seen they have white. He is white.
Okay. Right. And now we're talking.
So
if you're still listening.
I mean that, guys. If you're still listening. Yeah.
I mean, if you're still listening, you probably have our personal phone number. Shoot us a text.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Yeah. All right. Well, we will see everyone next week for more of the Beer Temple. We'll see what our numbers look like next week after this one. Remember, this is what we wanted. Remember, this is what we said. To never be heard or seen from again.